So chocolate is something we indulge on, and some people in this country may be self-confessed chocoholics. Today we're asking, could you give up chocolate for a month? Now I'm joined in the studio by Tracy Parker from the British Heart Foundation and Marissa Hazel, who's taking part in the charity's Detox next month in February. Hello to both of you.
Hello.
Now Tracy, we'll start with you. Just tell us about your Detox next month and how it can not only help raise money for charity but also be quite good for your health.
Yeah, so Detox is the British Heart Foundation's fundraising challenge campaign, which is encouraging people to give up chocolate for the whole of February, as you say, to fund life-saving research that the British Heart Foundation funds into heart and circulatory disease. So that's things like people who've had a heart attack, stroke, maybe living with vascular dementia or diabetes. And the survey showed that, you know, we are a nation of chocolate lovers and, you know, we'll go to any extent, even dodging the law, to get our chocolate fix. So quite a challenge for potential detoxers.
That's startling, isn't it, that so many people would be so willing to break the law and to give up chocolate for a month? It's not as easy as some people would think, is it?
No, I think a lot of people don't realise that chocolate features, you know, quite heavily in a person's weekly eating habits. The survey also showed that, you know, one in five people admit to having chocolate at least two or three times a week. So you can see for a lot of people that, you know, that could be quite a challenge to give up chocolate for the month of February.
Now, Marissa, we'll come to you. You're one of the people taking part in Detox next month. First off, congratulations. It's something I don't think I could do very easily. Just tell us about your reasons for wanting to do so. I understand they involve your young son Seth.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, Seth was born with a large hole in his heart and he was diagnosed at his 6 to 8 week check, and they tried everything they could for him not to have open heart surgery, but he eventually had to have it because his heart just wasn't working enough. So he had it in September. He's fine and dandy now, just started walking. So he's great. But without the British Heart Foundation, that just wouldn't have been possible. And, you know, Seth may not be here for me to stand here and tell his story. So yeah, I'm forever in debt to the British Heart Foundation. So giving up chocolate for a month, yes, it's a challenge and it's hard, but it's worth it when you see the results, which I'm lucky to see every day.
Yes, it's a great story for young Seth. Just tell us about your diet itself. Are you a massive chocolate fan? Are you a self-confessed chocoholic?
Yeah, huge, huge. I have one sweetie drawer for myself and my husband, and then the children have a sweetie drawer. Yeah, chocolate's big in our house. So it is definitely going to be a challenge again, but it'll be good.
So you've got a few more days to go until February.
I'm going to stock up.
I was going to say, are you eating as much chocolate as you can?
Yeah, I'm force feeding myself chocolate just to get me through the next month.
Now, if you just look at all these statistics, some of them are really startling. 44% of people have admitted to hiding chocolate at home, away from prying eyes, away from their partner, for themselves. 43% have waited until a partner or family member or friend has left the room before eating chocolate. It is such a big part of our lives, more than we realise, isn't it?
It is. I think people have mentioned a bit like a sort of a guilty pleasure that people, you know, go to the extent of hiding wrappers, hiding chocolate, or as you mentioned, you know, waiting for people to leave the room. So the whole thing about it is that, you know, it will be a challenge. And that's part of these fundraising campaigns, that, you know, people need to have a challenge to work towards something, and getting sponsored and raising money for life raising research is a great cause. The place to go and find out how to do it and how to keep your willpower going is our website, bhf.org.uk/detox, which gives you the opportunity to sign up there. And it gives you a whole range of tips and recipes to keep you motivated throughout the month of February.
Brilliant. Well, best of luck with it next month. My thoughts are with you. And ladies, thank you both for joining me in the studio today.
Thank you.
Thank you.